This is 5-on-3. Center ice for all things Islanders, Rangers, and all news across the NHL on WFUV Sports.
Welcome in to 5-on-3, WFUV's best, if only, hockey podcast. I'm Emma Leonardi, and I'm joined by Sophia Smith and Grace McCarron with Liam Renshaw behind the glass. We have a lot to talk about today, but before we get started, Sophia, Grace, how are we doing on this first Friday of December?
I'm good. I went to 2 hockey games this week on Tuesday and last night, and both of them were like the best games possible, and I can't wait to talk about them.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Huge Islanders win last night. Maybe the rest of the year. Unfortunately, I wasn't there. They seem to do that when I'm not there, which is, you know, it's fine. But yeah, feeling good. Ready to tackle the weekend. A little tired. It's been a long week. But you know what? Not unlike an Islanders win to propel you into Friday. So, yeah.
Yeah, it was beautiful. We're going to get to that and everything. I've been having, you know, a pretty good time with the Caps 6 or 7 game win streak. Like, it's just been really great. But we're going to get into all of that a little bit later with the rest of the conference and league rankings. We're going to start off with discussing some injuries overall over the New York State area teams. We're going to start with the Devils because they seem to, you know, be the most injured and also have the most interesting injuries because, like, I still can't get over the Jack Hughes finger thing. I can't.
I need more about that.
I need so much information.
Like, who was there to the witness that?
Yeah.
Was it just him? What if it was him by himself?
No, it wasn't. It was like team dinner.
I know.
Was it a wine glass? Yeah. Was it like a Guinness glass? Was it...
That would be tragic.
Was it just a water glass? Like, I'm
right,
so
a knife.
Curious. I'm so
like, how
curious.
Do you do that? And then it's so bad curious. Enough that he is out for, like, another month.
Oh, my God. That's insane.
Crazy. It's ridiculous. He's a star player. Like, it's just... It's preposterous. Somewhere Tucker Austin is screaming right now.
No, literally, I have reels come up on my, like Instagram page every single day, and they're about the Devils, and most of them right now are about Jack Hughes and his injury.
Yeah.
And so I send them to Tucker and I'm like, how does this make you feel? And he's just like, I hate you. Like, yeah. So they have currently Jack Hughes, obviously, Jonathan Kovacevic. He's been out and is going to continue to be out. Dadonov, also an undisclosed injury.
Oh, after the hand fracture, yeah.
Yeah, so, and there's no timeline for return outside of at least December 17th, so that's, you know, really, they really got it going on there with also Pesh and Laughlin on the same day. Another undisclosed injury.
Mm-hmm.
What's up with the undisclosed injuries? Just curious. I want to know what's going on.
Yeah, so do I.
Can we make them disclosed? And then McEwen out until... Only a measly December 6th.
Well, so that could
December
be tomorrow.
6th. That could
yeah.
be tomorrow. So
well, actually, no, it can't. At least well, December 6th. So, okay. Yeah, maybe next week. But
It'll be okay for him. But, yeah, somewhere Tucker is.
I just can't believe that, like, this happened again.
Yeah.
Like, it's every
year.
This team.
You have to
really
wonder
insane.
At some point, like, why is this a pattern? Like, obviously, okay, the Jack Hughes thing's kind of a freak injury. Yeah. So, like, okay. But,
like, of course that happens to the Devils.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm like... What's going on here? Yeah. You know, I don't want to, like, speculate, but I'm like, this keeps happening, and it's at the same time every year, so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We got some additional injuries on the Rangers side as well. Obviously, Rempe is, like, out until at least December 13th. That's been known. I want to know how you feel about Adam Fox.
Okay. I was very upset, obviously. You know, like, he's your best player. Mm-hmm. He's been the best player on the team. He's been the best defenseman by far. He's always the best defenseman. I also just my uncle bought me a Fox Centennial jersey that I wanted to wear to the Winter Classic, and now he might not even be playing in the Winter Classic. So
that's so
really
tragic.
Annoying. But like, they have won the 2 games without him, which I did not expect at all. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is the end. But Gavrikov has just absolutely taken over his spot in the best way possible, and I can't complain. But obviously, we miss Adam Fox.
He's like my favorite Ranger to watch.
I think he's my favorite Ranger at the moment too. I've struggled a little bit with choosing because
after Crider,
yeah. I don't know. There's no one else that really like sticks out, but I feel like it has to be Fox. Like, I love him. Yeah,
I'm a fan. So also Islanders injuries. Obviously we have some out for the season. Specifically, want to know how you feel about Palmieri.
I feel so bad about it. To be honest, that was so terrible, and I can't really like put into words how like brutal it was, because he, you know, I think everybody's seen the play now where he blew out his knee. He's skating to the bench, and then he, you know, gets a little assist in there on his way out for the rest of the season, because, you know, 6 to 8 months at that point is like, you know, earliest is June, and that's if they make a deep cup run, which I don't know if, you know, I don't know if you can say that right now, but terrible. You know, he's a great hockey guy. He's great in the locker room. They're going to miss him a lot. Even when he struggles, like, he's always, you know, he's always around. He's always making some kind of contribution. They're going to miss him a lot. And it's also tough to, like, fill that spot on the top two lines. But, you know, it's fine. It's fine.
It's so sad. I saw that and I was like, where is Grace right now, and is she okay?
Screaming, like, probably, is where I was. And I'm also really sad about Romanov, because I love him, even though he's been a little bit up and down this year. But, you know, that's a very... It was a lot of controversy surrounding the play that sent him to the IR with Mikko Rantanen, and then a few nights later, Mikko Rantanen... I can't remember who it was against, but he had a similar hit. And, you know, you can have your thoughts on that, but... it was not good, and that's two guys that they're going to miss, but yeah.
But it's okay, because they, despite all of that, had a big win against leaders, the Avs, last night.
Actually insane.
It was ridiculous.
At
no point did I expect this to happen.
Me neither.
Like,
yeah, and honestly, I'm going to turn it over to you for a few minutes so that you could just talk about your man.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so as the leader of Barzal Nation, we had a great night last night. The Nation is thriving. 3 points for our boy. He's been fabulous, I think, to start the season. You know, that one goal last night, he's, you know, skated through a few defenders. He's so, like, so great at kind of, like, the flashy play. And, yeah, great win. I mean, 6 goals. Like, this is just not... It's the Avs' second regulation loss of the season. Like,
crazy.
That's ridiculous. And then Patrick Waugh said post-game, like, if anybody was going to surprise this team, I would say it was going to be us. And I'm like, okay, well, you have to say that. I didn't expect this to happen. I don't think most people thought the Islanders would put up 6 goals on the Avs.
The Avs
had
a 17 game point streak. Going
and the
this.
Islanders broke that. Like that's ridiculous. But yeah, I mean, the best team right now in the NHL, probably. And then they're coming off the win on Tuesday against one of the hottest teams in the league in Tampa. So, I mean, it's been a nice week in Islander land. So I'm so thrilled for Barzy and for all of them. Ilya Sorokin, 35 saves. He's back.
Yeah,
Declaring it now. He's back. you know, we had some concerns there for a bit, but he's been quite good recently. So
I was just, like, so impressed with the way the Islanders play this game.
I know.
How many shots did they have? At least 40.
Yeah.
And it just seemed like they were getting everything to the net, shooting everything. And then, like, Blackwood didn't really have a very good game, but the goals... like, it was just, like, you keep shooting, it's going to go in. That's why they scored 6 goals.
Yeah.
And then, defensively, too, like, Sorokin had great saves, but especially in that third period after the first, like, after the Avs got one back, it was, like, it was all locked down. Like sticks on the ice.
Yeah.
Just props to them for really putting in the effort. Like, you could see how much that they were trying. Like,
cause they wanted it.
Yeah, like, they knew who their opponent was. And the home crowd was amazing.
The crowds have been really, really awesome recently. I went, I didn't cover, but I went the day before Thanksgiving against the Bruins, which they lost. But the crowd was awesome. And I think it probably helps that it was like around the holiday. So everyone comes home and it's like, oh, let's go to the game. But great crowd. They've been like really electric recently. And also it was Brock Nelson's first game back on the island. So, you know, it was also an emotional return for him. Love him, miss him. I'll always like root for the Avs a little bit because of him. But, you know, he like had his, you know, his wife and daughters were there. They like his, I think his wife was on the pregame show on MSG, and they were talking about how like the other Islanders' wives and girlfriends are like, you know, their family too. And it's like, you feel like a visitor in your own home. And I was like, oh man. But yeah, not like, you know, they needed to trade him last year, but miss him a lot. He was a great Islander. But, you know, not sorry about beating his team 6-3, because that was really, really, really good. And now they head to Tampa tomorrow, which is, you know, not easy. I feel good.
Do you want to know something really random that happened to me last night?
Go ahead.
Yes.
Reese Witherspoon walked right by us. Whoa. When we were waiting outside the locker room.
What?
Because she's dating one of the owners of the Islanders.
Which one?
Wow.
Oliver Harmon.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great news.
And we were all like, what?
That's
oh my god. Yeah. Okay, that's a crazy fact. Wait, now I have to keep an eye out next time I'm there.
Well, also sounds like Reese Witherspoon needs to be at every Islander.
Yeah, exactly.
Now,
she obviously like, is a luck charm. Wow. Like, okay, we're next at UBS on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So
yeah. It's also like really nice for them that like the first four were just like regular goals.
Yeah.
And like only the fifth and sixth one were power play and then empty net.
And
like
the,
that's beautiful.
The first two goals that the Avs scored were just like really unlucky bounces. Or like,
yeah,
lucky bounces for
them. Yeah.
So
it's really they're on the up, Grace. I literally
so back.
I was writing the rundown yesterday before this game, and I had written a sentence that was like, have the Islanders like,
yeah,
run out of their like really powerful steam that they had.
Have they reverted to the mean?
Yeah.
Like going to this game, I was like, this is going to be bad.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to enjoy myself. I'm going to see the Islanders lose 4-1, and it's going to be a night. But no, that's not what happened.
That's not what happened. Yeah.
Also, like, the second period, four goals were scored in the second period in, like, a span of, like, the first 10 minutes or whatever. And it was just like, whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, their power play has been a lot better recently.
Yeah.
I feel like they're scoring on the power play these days, which is not something they do a lot sometimes. But nice little, you know, nice little surge there. Yeah. Feeling so good. Not going to lie, a few days ago, I was not feeling very good because they lost three straight last week. But hey.
But it's a new week.
It's a new week.
It's a new week.
New week. Back to back.
You know, with the way that these teams are playing right now, a streak, like, could mean nothing, could mean everything.
Exactly. You know, they head into Florida for the back-to-back with the Lightning and the Panthers, and I feel good. And then they have three straight at home. Sure.
And then
one of them is going to... They've played the Lightning. Like, they're going to have played them three times in December. It's kind of crazy.
Wow.
But hey.
That is crazy. I was like... I was a little worried because before last night, it was... six games at home and only two wins. I was like,
yeah,
we
were getting kind of, because they had that glorious road trip where they went 6-1, and I was like, oh my god, they might be actually good. And then they come back home and it's like the same, you know, unfortunately looked like the same old Islanders.
About, like, home and the
New York teams,
like, what is going on?
Although the Rangers, like, have fixed that
problem
in recent days. No,
not really. I mean, we can get into it.
Yeah,
Rangers,
yeah.
But
I mean, we can just get into it now. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, on Tuesday, I was at this game, okay? And I'm going to talk mainly about the game on Tuesday because I couldn't really watch the game last night. But these tickets are the first game of our 10-game package that my family has. And, like, obviously the Rangers have not been good at home.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, good that the package starts now because they've been shut out, like, I don't know, it's like five times at home in the beginning of the season. So, I was obviously apprehensive about going to this game, you know. Like, I went to the one game that I went to prior to that was against the Oilers, and they got shut out 2-0. So I was like, and it's against Dallas. Like, they're a really, really strong team. Like, I don't know. I didn't really think that they had it in them. I'm a doubter. I'm more of a realistic person, pessimistic person. But anyway, obviously, they won the game, and it was the best game of the season, the best home game of the season for sure. First home overtime win, comeback win. Like, seriously, could not have asked for a better game. And before the game started, I ran into my dad's friend, and he was like, if they can get a point out of this Dallas team, like, that's a win. And then I said to my friend who I was there with, I was like, wait, I don't want to see an overtime loss. Like, I would rather just see a loss because why would I?
That's how I feel.
So, but then they went to overtime and then they won. And I was like, okay. Anyway, this game was just like, I think that I really hope that now they play the Avs at home tomorrow. I really hope that they can like build on this because they had one home game, one home win prior to this, or two.
Yes.
And
wait, yeah, they're only 3-8-1 at like, home. Sorry, I was totally oh, that was a great win against the Stars, but no, that's like
they're
one
really
of three.
Bad at home, and now they have to blood in Colorado, and it's like,
ooh,
I'm scared.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was just like Mika. Oh no, Susie had the first goal, and then the effort in this game was there all game, which like has not been the case for a lot of the home games that they've played this season. Like they just look so disinterested the whole time. But this game, like they had over 40 shots, and it was 1-1 for the entire game. And like I've struggled to be invested too much in this team this mm-hmm. season because even the games just aren't close.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and even the games that they win, like, they're good, strong wins, and it's good to, you know, have multi-goal. Obviously, it's good to have multi-goal leads and, like, win the game by multi-goals. But it's, like, it was being there and having it be tied. I was, like, everything was obviously, like, meant more and whatever. And then to score with the empty net, Cooley's goal with two minutes left.
Right.
And then the Gardens, like, it was, it just, like, rejuvenated my love for them a little bit. And also, back in 2023, when I was like first getting into the Rangers played the Stars. It was literally like the game that got me into hockey.
Mm-hmm.
The Rangers played the Stars in January of 2023, and Keandre Miller scored with 0.7 seconds left.
Oof.
And then they won in overtime. It was Adam Fox, and it was my favorite game that I've ever been to. And, like, this game was kind of, like, a mirror of that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because, like, the overtime goal was Gavrikov, Panarin, and Mika on the ice. And then in 2023, it was Fox, Panarin, and Mika on the ice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was literally, like, the same thing. And I was just like, this just shows that Gavrikov can take that spot of Fox now that he's not playing at the moment. So, yeah, I was just so pleasantly surprised with this team. Especially, they haven't scored a 6-on-5 goal and won.
Yeah.
I think it was like 130 games or something.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah. Because they scored 1 6-on-5 goal this season other than that night, and it was when they were down by 2 and they didn't win the game.
Yeah.
So yeah. I was just like actually like emotional afterwards. But then I haven't seen them win at home this season, so I haven't been able to see like them because where my seats are, they're like right above where the players like go in after the game. Aww. And it's usually, like, Kreider and Mika always hug at the end, like, right in front of me. And then, obviously, Kreider's not there anymore, so I just, like, didn't get to see that. So, yeah, that was a little bit painful. But, oh, yeah, so the shots were 41-26 Rangers, and the Rangers had 21 shots in the third period. They're by far their best third period of the season. And, like, I was so frustrated because they had such a good third period at the power play, though.
Mm-hmm.
They were running a 5-forward power play, and it was abysmal. And I didn't understand why Mike Sullivan wasn't changing it up. And like, because clearly it wasn't working. They had a 4-minute power play in the third period and did not score.
Yeah. Can't have that.
Yeah.
But it's okay. But it was just like, the third period was so good, and then to not be rewarded, until the very end, because then Dallas took the 2-1 lead, and I was just like, I was so mad. Like, because I was talking to my friends the whole game. And then when that happened, I was silent. And I was like, okay, this is what I paid for. Oh, and JT Miller, the Dallas goal, the second goal, all JT Miller's fault. I'm sorry. Literally turned the puck over. And I texted Lydia, and I was like, I hate JT Miller. And she's like, no, he's the man. And I'm like, okay, well, he just gave up that goal. And I have beef with him. But anyway, they won. They won last night, too. Great 4-2 win in Ottawa. And I can't really ask for more from this team right now, especially missing Fox. So
yeah.
Yeah. No, it's really like as you, I believe as you said, like before with Fox gone, when I saw that, I was like, oh God,
yeah.
Like, oh no, this is the end. Like they just got rid of the curse at MSG and now Fox is gone.
Yeah.
Wow. But they, you know what? They did it. And are you going to the game tomorrow?
No.
No.
I
hopefully,
wish.
Hopefully it'll be a win.
I don't think it's going to be.
You know what?
But you know what? We said that about the Islanders and the Avs.
Yeah, I know, but
so.
I just feel like because...
If the Islanders can do it, anyone can do
I
it.
I agree with that.
Grace is going to give me a little, like,
I agree with
a little
that,
eye.
But
like,
no, I just think no, that joking. Because the Avs lost, they're now they're just going to be like, in like they're just going to want to win more. Like,
yeah.
True, they're going to be mad.
Yeah.
They're going to be like... Brock, like, your yes. stupid ex team beat us.
They're gonna be like, we lost in regulation. Like, we can't right. have that.
Right. We got our second regulation loss of the year to the Islanders.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
you know, they might put up a 7 spot tomorrow. Yeah. But you know what?
Yeah.
And you know what? To be clear, I was rage baiting Grace. The Islanders are, you know.
Islanders are good.
They are
a real team.
They're for real.
They are
and
a real team.
Kurt yeah. said to me last night something about like our like preseason preview that
oh
we
because
had.
We were so negative
yes we were
yeah.
so negative
pleasantly surprised
pleasantly
hello
surprised.
I'd rather be so negative
exactly.
before and
exactly.
be surprised
and
than
that's my logic all the time
exactly
you have to set yourself up
you have
for
to
failure.
Set the standards low
mm-hmm.
because I was like you know what they're putting the team in the hands of an 18-year-old we didn't know that the 18-year-old was going to be this good. And yeah. we didn't know that a bunch of other guys, including
he
Barzal,
I saw.
Be that
wait,
good.
He has 20 points. Schaefer has 20 points in the season, and I think that he's tied in rookie points. For
I
first.
Had
that
also
right.
seen something like that. Yes. It just makes me so happy for him. Like I remember, like us preseason talking about him and being mm-hmm. like, "Is it going to be too much pressure?" Because it's a lot. To put
yeah
on.
He's tied with Seneca. Is that his name? Seneca?
I thought it was Seneca, but
Seneca.
I don't know.
He's
I
tied
don't know.
With Seneca.
They're coming to UBS soon, so we'll find out. I think next week. Kind
UBS.
Of. I'm kind of
scared.
They're
coming to MSG too, and I really, I need. Like, I'm gonna be at the game. Like I need.
Yeah,
to
you gotta go. Obviously. That's gonna be emotional. We thought last night was gonna be bad for Brock, but he didn't shed a single tear.
No, I'm so guys. I'm going to be crying.
That's, yeah.
And that's okay.
That's valid.
It has to happen sometimes. Speaking of crying, I don't know where Tucker Austin is right now, but he probably is crying because the Devils are, they dropped from 1 in the Metro
yeah.
to 5.
Ooh. Darn.
I'm actually speechless.
I don't know. I kind of like, you lose Jack Hughes.
Yeah.
Kind of see it coming.
I think they were kind of. Yeah.
Oh, also, they played the Flyers and the Blue Jackets and lost both games. So, like, those are Metro points that you're giving up.
Oh, that's silly.
No, because yeah. I put that in my notes. I was like, the last three games, well, obviously shut out with Dallas. But last three games, all at home, all lost.
Mm-hmm.
And two of them, you should have won.
Yeah.
Like, I was putting this together and I was like, what is going on? Because how is, and it's the same score for both of them. It's 5-3. Like
so
it really,
funny.
It really is just, you know, but they did. Okay. They have won 3 games, since Hughes left. So, you know, it's up for debate on if they can succeed really well without him, but at least manage
a lot because, of up like, and yeah
it's seeming like they can like they can get by
a lot of up and down play from the goalies though
it,
you gotta,
yeah
you know
it's really they gotta,
and it was but it's yeah. both Markstrom and Jake Allen so I'm like okay but then you know then they'll get a shutout it's just that's what you know then it's
yeah.
you shut out the Stars but then you give up 5 goals to the Columbus and Philly and it's like okay that is division points that you're giving up but
yeah
okay
but it's okay because a new king has taken over the Metro. Sorry you knew this was coming because I'm a hosting we're going to talk about the Caps a little bit but also because they've been really good and I don't have to defend myself because the stats show it they've been really good. I'm just going to, go over the game on Wednesday real quick because I do have a lot of opinions about that, and I have not been able to share them with anyone yet. I feel like the game against the Sharks was – it should have been –
Don't, bro.
Yes, I'm going to go there. It should have been a shutout.
It's that, the Sharks.
That goal, that one goal, Charlie Lindgren needed that shutout, and that one goal, that was goalie interference, and I will stand by that until the day I die. When they came back out and they said, like, no, like, the call stands, goal is, like, good, I was like, I might crash out and I might have to punch someone for Charlie.
And
because
when
this
happened, you were you already up 7-0 or was it just 6-0?
It was 7-0, I think. I'm pretty sure it was 7-0.
I mean, really?
Okay, but, like, I just, like, yeah, it was 7-0. I just, like, I mean, wanted him to get that shutout. Like,
please, please, please.
My little Chucky, like, I just want him to get that shutout so bad. Ugh, it's so sad. It was just so depressing. But they are on a 6-game win streak, and they are top of the Metro and third in the league, and I have never been happier in my life. Literally. A little factoid, and I told Tucker about this. I was like, I'm convinced that I did this because because it was either before the first win of the streak or in between the first and second, I bought a hockey puck jelly cat.
Oh my God, I have that.
Yes, I bought it, and ever since then, I have sat down and I watched the game with my hockey puck jelly cat.
Oh my God.
And we have watched it together, and they have won. And I'm convinced that I did this because there's no, like this is crazy. Like, this doesn't happen to me, you know? And this hasn't happened, I feel like, in so long that they've had, like, 6 or longer game win streak, and it's just making me so happy. And that might be wrong, and I might be just being really tough on them, but it's okay. Yeah, but so where do you guys, like, see, obviously we're under halfway, but what do you guys think of, like, the standings overall?
Well, I still have the Canes winning the Metro.
Okay, why would you put those words into, like, the universe?
I think everybody thinks
they
that.
They lost to the Leafs last night.
Yeah, that's not great. But, yeah.
Let me, hold on.
I actually can't believe that the Leafs have been so bad. Like,
it make you so happy, though?
Yeah, it does. I can believe that they've been bad. Delightful. But at the same time, it's, like, it's weird to see that, that they are. Like, it's weird to just see them at the bottom of the East.
Yeah.
Because they, the same with the Panthers. Like, these teams have been like so high in the rankings like the last three, four years that the Leafs longer that it's just like bizarre to see them down with Buffalo and Ottawa.
Yeah, and you know what, I love it.
No,
yeah. I love when John Tavares suffers.
Oh wow.
Also, like, I can't believe that Matthews hasn't really had any.
I know,
like, there's been like nothing coming out of there,
but like Toronto, you know what, guys, Toronto just had, although, I mean, it was really devastating how it ended. Like, Toronto just had the World Series. Like, they can suffer a little.
They don't. Well, they didn't win.
But they had a really, really, really great run that you can't be mad about.
You can't be mad about that.
So, you know what?
They can
The Leafs can be bad. That's fine. They'll deal.
They can afford.
I'm pretty sure the Raptors are bad, too. It's fine. They'll handle it.
They can afford it.
Don't care. Yeah, I still think the Hurricanes are going to win the Metro, though. Sorry, Emma.
Sorry.
Well, actually, sorry, all of us.
Stop,
I would never
that
say that the Islanders are going to win the Metro, though.
Stop saying that out loud. I really...
Imagine?
Oh my God, if the Islanders won the Metro, I don't know what I'd do. Guys, we'd have to have an emergency.
No, that would be insane, actually.
Ugh,
we would either be
so
having a party
good.
Or you would be in the hospital because you had, like, a stroke.
I'd be in the hospital, and I'd call you guys, be like, we have to have a party.
Before the game started last night, I was looking at the Avalanche bench, like, during the national anthem, and I was just like, I remember when the Rangers were first in the league, like, the year that they won the President's Trophy, and it was just, like, every single game was a win. Like, it was, and then, of course, the Avalanche didn't even win last night. So.
The Avalanche, I mean, I, like, over Thanksgiving, I don't know about you guys, but I've really enjoyed actually watching them play, even if it's not against teams that
I
really care. Like, it's been beautiful, like, beautiful hockey. Over Thanksgiving, I, like, was laying on the couch with my grandma, and my grandma's trying to watch football, and I'm like, Grandma, no, we're watching hockey. And she was like, but the Caps aren't even on. But I was like, the Avalanche are just so beautiful. Like, I can't hate them.
I would be so glad if they won the cup.
If it wasn't gonna be the Caps, I would want it to be them.
Because also, Landeskog, like, his return. I'm like, okay, if he gets a cup, that would be so good. Like, that would be really nice. And if Brock got a cup, Brock should have a cup.
But I want to see it be. I don't think it's going to be, but I want to see it. Well, if it doesn't go to the Rangers, obviously. I want to see it be like a team that hasn't really been in the mix too much. Like, I know that the West and the East, like the West versus the East standings is just bizarre.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it's like the West has this like gigantic gap. There's a 21 point gap between the first and the last, and then the East it's 8 points.
That's ridiculous.
Like yeah. what? But anyway, the Anaheim Ducks currently lead the Pacific Division. Not that the Ducks are going to win the Cup. Like this is.
I would be happy if they won. The cup. I would be so happy if they won the cup.
That
would be crazy if they.
Bro,
won the
get
cup.
Chris Kreider a cup.
Yeah.
Okay, but we can't say too much on the Ducks because they have to lose tonight.
To the Caps.
Oh.
So.
Well, they also have to lose next week when they come to UBS, which I think is
and
like
MSG.
The 13th.
Yeah,
right.
So.
Okay. Fine.
We can't
compliment them later.
We can compliment them later once we've beaten them, and then yeah. and then it's fine.
But I will say their young guys are really fun.
Yeah, they are
like Beckett Seneke, if that's how you say his name, we'll figure that out. Is really really fun. And yeah.
No, but it really has just been beautiful hockey from the Avs. Like it's insane.
I love the Avs. Unfortunately,
it is unfortunate that I can't. I think it's my West Coast team too, and yeah. I didn't really have one before this season. And
I mean, as soon as I got the notification that they traded Brock Nelson to the Avs, I was like, "All right, there's my playoff team," because the Islanders were out of it at that point. I was like, "All right, I know who I'm rooting for," and then they lost pretty early last year, which was a bummer, but
yeah.
you know, happens. And maybe like, not this year.
I feel like I've definitely said this on 5 on 3 episodes before, but I also just love their like logo and their. Their jerseys, like yeah. it's just they really are just
their
like,
name,
Avalanche. Like that's so sick.
Good. It's yeah. so cool.
It's so
like
good.
I, it's really just beautiful. But I think unless you guys have any concluding thoughts, I think that's.
Just want to say one more thing about the Rangers yeah. that the I know I've said a lot about Gavrikov, but like the whole defensive core just needs a shout out because they're scoring like Borgen scored last night, Susie on Tuesday, and I'm so happy to see it.
I am yeah. such a big like. Proponent of like giving thanks to RD
yeah
because mm-hmm. like we all know my favorite little player on the Cavs Chychrun like they really are just so like I feel like nobody like celebrates them
no, yeah.
and
also,
I completely agree
I know like Schaefer is just he's always in on the rush like he's always leading and it's just like yes get in there
so
yes.
electric he wants a part of everything he's not like
it.
Letting up like I think you know eventually he'll become you know chippy with someone mm-hmm. and he'll get into a fight and I'll be like yes he's just involved and I love it
yeah. he's so involved but he also you can see how much he cares about
yes.
the sport like
yeah.
when he's playing
and
it.
He's so dialed
beautiful.
Like he's not he doesn't let the pressure get to him or anything but my closing thought is that Barzal Nation is thriving these days
and that's beautiful and that's where we're gonna end
yeah.
So that'll just about do it for this week's edition of 5 on 3. This was myself Emily Nardi, Sophia Smith and Grace McCarron with Leah Renshaw behind the glass. Shout out
first A host for you
first A host for
big.
Me
for the kid.
We'll see you next week for another episode breaking down all things NHL. 5 on 3 is a production of WFUV Sports.